Back now with Day to Day and new developments in the two-month-old writer's strike. United Artists is expected to be the first film company to sign an interim deal with the striking writers. This comes after the Writers Guild signed an agreement with David Letterman's production company, Worldwide Pants, last week. And there are rumors of even more deals to come. Here now is Lynette Rice. She's senior writer for Entertainment Weekly. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
So this deal hasn't been signed yet, but it has been agreed upon. Why did the Writers Guild decide to do this with United Artists?
Well, rather than wait for a deal to be made with the larger companies, because basically both sides are at a stalemate, the WGA thought they could divide and conquer and try to work out some interim deals with the smaller companies in town.
And so there are similar deals maybe in the works with the Weinstein Company and with Lionsgate?
Yes, these are rumors that are swirling. You know, whether they make them, it's another issue. I mean, you've got to get these companies to agree to the same terms that the WGA was trying to hoist upon the AMPTP. But for the most part, it may not be a difficult deal to reach because maybe some of these companies don't necessarily care about internet residuals or unionizing reality show writers.
The AMPTP being the Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers. Lynette, what would be in this interim contract and would it be overridden by any final negotiations?
Basically, the independent companies agree to the terms that the WGA put on the table with the major companies on December 7th, but the major companies refused to agree to. And this deal would be superseded by any new deal that the WGA makes with the AMPTP if and when that ever occurs.
Could this, in fact, backfire on the Writers Guild in any way?
It could backfire. One, because, you know, while this is going on, the WGA is demonstrating that they're being kind of selective about who they want to make pacts with. You know, Dick Clark Productions, which produces the Golden Globes, the American Music Awards, they've offered for many weeks now to do a similar pact like the one that we've read extensively about with Worldwide Pants, but the WGA has refused to do that. And it seems evident the only reason they don't want to is because they want to block the Globes from airing on January 13th. You get a lot of great headlines from that. Oh my God, the actors aren't going to cross the picket lines. There's not going to be a show. And ultimately, NBC suffers from that. But an argument possibly could be made, is this an unfair labor practice? The WGA is not negotiating this deal, but it's negotiating these other independent deals with Worldwide Pants and with UA. I mean, that could be a beef that Dick Clark could pursue.
So it looks like the Golden Globes may not go on?
Right now, we're awaiting word with a bated breath today on what they will do on January 13th. There's been a lot of speculation about, okay, maybe they'll just do a non-televised affair, but the foreign press is contractually obligated to deliver a broadcast to NBC, and, you know, NBC may not want the party to go on if they're not going to make any money off of it. So maybe they can come up with an alternative, maybe figure out a tape show, kind of like what CBS is doing with the People's Choice Awards. But again, that might not be very feasible because the Golden Globes is unique in that this is a live telecast where everyone is champagne-soaked and just having a grand old time. I don't know if that will necessarily translate into a tape show.
Right. Well, tonight there will be live broadcasts of The Daily Show, Jon Stewart's show, and The Colbert Report. They're both coming back.
Yes, they're back without their writers, so it'll be interesting to see what they do.
If they're funny.
But all these people supposedly, you know, had a career one time as stand-up comedians. They've got the funny in them, and I suspect that those two men will be equally as funny as Letterman and Leno.
Okay. Lynette Rice, senior writer for Entertainment Weekly, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.